Right now on Press TV, the Israeli military has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip shortly after shooting and injuring at least six Palestinians in the north of the coastal enclave. Now, the Israelis' aggression violates a truce deal they signed with the Gaza Strip. People have converged on the vicinity of the Saudi Arabian embassy in London to protest against the ultra-conservative monarchy's persecution and detention of political activists. The demonstrators also specifically expressed support for Shia cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr. They say Sheikh Nimr was falsely arrested in 2012 on charges of incitement against the kingdom. The Cuban parliament has unanimously ratified a deal reached by Havana and Washington, which would normalize relations between the two countries after over half a century. The bilateral deal, approved by parliament, was recently announced by the leaders of the two countries. The U.S. president has announced that Washington's half-century trade embargo on Cuba will not be lifted soon. Barack Obama also dismissed the possibility of any immediate exchange of presidential visits. He made the remarks after the Cuban parliament ratified a deal to normalize ties between the two countries. And still in the U.S., the St. Louis County prosecutor who convened the grand jury that investigated the shooting death of 18-year-old African-American Michael Brown says some witnesses obviously lied under oath to the panel. He said one woman backed up the account of the policeman who shot Brown with details clearly pulled from a newspaper account. U.S. President Barack Obama has threatened North Korea with retaliation over a cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which Washington blames on Pyongyang. He made the remarks after the FBI accused North Korea of being behind, quote, acts of intimidation. North Korea's UN mission has denied any involvement in the cyber attack. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that Moscow will continue its military upgrade, including its nuclear forces. Putin said the Russian military is set to receive 50 new intercontinental ballistic missiles. Now, the Russian president made the remarks amid escalating tensions with the U.S. and its Western allies over the crisis in Ukraine. Standard & Poor's has reduced its rating for Ukraine to CCC-. The credit rating agency said on Friday that the negative outlook is a result of the escalating conflict with pro-Russian fighters in Ukraine's primary industrial region and its loss of Crimea to Russia. And that is your news in brief.